I believe, a cabal of secret societies has controlled the world for 200 plus years, and we get to be alive at a time to see it fall. I believe in the power of one person working as a team with other Christian patriots can have massive impact in reversing this ungodly culture. I believe that we have an omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent God that has put his hand on this moment in time to deny the timeline of the enemy and is about to heal our land. This is Rick, your host, and I believe that God has called me to empower Christian patriots with truth. Join us now for the Bless to Teach show, and let's see what God is doing today. Here we are on August 3rd, 2022, Wednesday. And tell you what, lots of stuff going on. And this is not going to be a boring couple months, I think. So we are going to learn about Julie's prophetic word that talks about a Bush scandal. I'm hoping that it's all around 9/11. And then Amazon is going to be exposed for their monopoly and their control over the supply chain, how they're going to use it for absolute evil processes. So another reason to do the Patriot switch and get off Amazon, never order anything from them again. They are evil incarnate. And then at the top of the hour, we have an awesome treat. Bianca Gracia will be live with us. She is an on-fire believer who is fighting for this country and is a big reason why we have the huge movement toward almost 50% of all Hispanics supporting the Republican Party versus the indoctrination that they were in. She opened up, she used her skills to, and she held the pastors accountable in the Rio Grande Valley, and that has now taken off. And it's exciting to be able to have Bianca on here. One of my favorite interviews, literally, was her interview that I did when she was here in Dallas for the Reawaken America Tour at Elevate Life Church. It was awesome. So I think you will really enjoy that time. So do not miss this at the top of the hour. Let's get into this. I want to say just real quick hi. Let me know where you guys are from. I see Paula from Montana on Rumble Rants. It's a great platform to watch this. You can also watch it on the B2T Neighborhood. You can also watch it on Clout Hub. And then also obviously on Facebook, Twitch, and several other platforms. We're not on YouTube though. We don't go live on Monday, Thursday. The only time we're on YouTube is on Friday night praise and prayer. Since they don't seem to be taking down videos for when we praise and prayer, they only take them down when we tell them the truth, tell you the truth. So we can tell the truth of the Bible, but we cannot tell the truth on the deep state cabal, that's for sure. So just real quickly, Massachusetts, Donna's here. We also have Laura from Ohio. We have Patsy from Tennessee. We have Elizabeth is here. We got our Armin from Canada. Thank you for being here. We got Marilyn in the house. We got Rose from Nebraska. We got Lisa from Iowa. Awesome stuff. Let's roll. Here we are when we look at some up news from all the actual races. Trump candidates dominate Tuesday's primary elections. And you'll see here, candidates endorsed by President Donald Trump reigned supreme in Tuesday's Republican primary elections, reminding the nation that he's the leader of the GOP. We're basically getting rid of rhinos. That's the whole importance of these primaries. The 45th president celebrated the ongoing victories in a series of posts on Truth Social. John Gibbs is looking good in Michigan against the impeacher, Peter Mayer. So basically one of the Republicans who voted for impeachment. We got eventually Gibbs would go on to win the Michigan's third congressional district in the early morning hours of Wednesday, although incumbent Peter, a Republican of Michigan, had the name recognition and a larger budget. It was not enough to win back the favor of Michiganders after he voted to impeach President Trump. Just got a phone call from President Trump congratulating me and my team on tonight's big win. Thank you, Mr. President, for your support. That's John Gibbs. There he is, an awesome African-American candidate that won. Here we got continuing. President Trump praised Tudor Dixon for her gubernatorial primary victory in the Great Lake State. Fantastic night in Michigan, exclaimed Trump. Tudor Dixon will be a great governor, he added. The former conservative news commentator boasted a massive triumph after winning her election by more than 100,000 votes. Dixon will face off against the pro-lockdown incumbent Governor Gretchen Whitmer. That'll be interesting. So they will cheat to keep her in. But again, I think massive things are going to happen before November. So thank you, Michigan. There she is, Tudor Dixon. We will take the fight to Gretchen Whitmer for our children, our grandparents, our business owners, and every single Michigander affected by their disastrous policies. Join us. So pretty exciting. Trump-backed Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt also emerged victorious Tuesday night after being declared the projected winner for the state Senate race. Out west, Trump-supported candidates took home the gold in Arizona as well. Venture capitalist Blake Masters captured the GOP primary. And you can see here, here's a full article on that right there. Blake Masters wins Arizona Republican primary in key battleground state showdown. Now, what's interesting is you have Doug Ducey, the Rhino, was actually supporting other candidates. And so congratulations to Blake Masters on a great Arizona win, proclaimed Trump. Masters will challenge Senator Mark Kelly, Democrat Arizona, in November for the effort to flip the Senate back to the Republican majority. Moreover, one of the most watched elections in Arizona is the battle for the Republican gubernatorial primary. Although the contest was too close to call overnight, Trump endorsed Kerry Lakes, maintain a slight lead by Wednesday afternoon. Now, this is going to be interesting to see if they pull the Maricopa County. I would not doubt this happens. Shenanigans. They already are doing them, I believe, because that's the only county that Kerry Lake's not winning, and they're and obviously they're going to slow roll everything, and they're going to see how many votes they need, and if it's close enough, they will exercise their fraudulent stuff. Now the good news is eyes are all over them, right? Interesting, Lake's most significant rival is Karen Taylor Robson. Robson is a real estate developer and garnered the support of former Vice President Pence. I think that's all part of the show, that Pence is trying to show his allegiance to the cabal. But Robin Bullock and others have shown us that he's going to be a key part of turning on them. So don't give up on Mike Pence. Additionally, Dave Farnsworth trounced Rhino Rusty Bowers, declared Trump. Bowers, the former Republican Arizona House Speaker, made a run for the state Senate after he was term limited in the state House. However, it was Farnsworth's strong demand for election integrity that the people of Arizona embraced. So this election integrity, making sure we fix 2020, is now the people are waking up to it. It's just a beautiful thing to see. Endorsements don't get any more powerful or conclusive than the endorsement of last night, said Trump, proud of his record at his candidates. So here he is on Truth Social right here. You can see big historic wins for Trump-endorsed candidates across the country last night. Now 15-0 in Senate primaries. Perfect records in Arizona, Kansas, Michigan, and Missouri. Congratulations to our MAGA candidates. So that is really interesting, as we see Blake Masters was a big win there. Now here is the latest. I'm going to refresh this. This is the Politico, live stuff in Arizona. Obviously, Katie Hobbs is who is going to be the establishment cabal candidate, and then they wanted Karen Taylor Robinson as the Rhino, and she's now losing by about 11,300 votes or so. So this 11,000. But look at this. Every county was Kerry Lake won, except for Maricopa County. Q mentioned Maricopa County. This is where the audit was done. This is really clear. This is where the corrupt of the corrupt are. And fortunately, 85% of the precincts are in. But that 10,000 votes, is one dump for these guys. And so I would not be surprised if they think they can pull it off, that we will see Karen Taylor overtake Carrie. Pray that down. Remember, we have the authority of Jesus. So I'm going to say it right now. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing in these MAGA candidates that love the country versus those that are part of the cabal. Lord, we call down all the candidates that are part of this cabal and controlled by the cabal and funded by the cabal. We call them down by the name of Jesus, the name above all names, and his shed blood for us. The power and authority of that, we say that no Karen Taylor Robinson and all the shenanigans in Maricopa County are not going to be able to overtake Carrie Lake as she becomes the next Republican candidate for governor. We say these things in my name of Jesus. Amen. And so we'll see. That is going to be interesting. Pray with me. Call that down, that they do not do shenanigans there, or they are at least exposed at the very minimum. Gallup surprised. The Supreme Court approved ticks up after the end of Roe. So, guys, basically they are lying to you, saying that the progressives own this country and that's the future of the country is a bunch of people that go against God. The future of the country is that is not the case. Right now, there is a huge revival going on that we're seeing, and we know that they're going to start ruling for freedom and justice. And a lot of the rulings have been based upon threats to people, to Supreme Court families, and obviously the corruption of our Chief Justice, Roberts. And things can be changing here. God is acting and changing it pretty awesome. Smoking gun. Newly discovered emails found Joe Biden obstructed justice for his son's foreign business deal. Again, more information coming out every single week to show how that the Biden crime family is indeed a crime family. And that'll just be the case. Now, if you guys want to fight, I know you guys are being great digital soldiers, but if you really want to fight, join the Patriot Street Fighters, Scott McKay and me, in an economic warfare plan. What we have found is that they control us with our money. Every time we go to the grocery store or buy from Amazon or buy from Walmart or buy from especially any of these companies, if you go to shelves, if you see retail shelves and where mainstream advertising is, they own 97% of the market. So I've shown you this. But this is a time to switch, guys, because we can do economic warfare. We are having a huge impact if all of us do it. But we all have to kind of jump in. So I'm asking you to please submit your information. We'll do a half-hour tour to show you how awesome 550 products that you can choose from that are not controlled by the cabal. So you can completely, without any money, basically transfer what you're spending here, move it over here. It's an easy patriot switch. So if you're really a patriot, we just need a little behavior change. It's very easy. You're going to love the products, especially when everything is natural. Everything is safe versus the poison that they're selling us. So as Scott would say, let's do economic warfare. It's rain down economic warfare on these guys. Go to TomahawkSwitch.com. TomahawkSwitch.com. Make sure when you go there that you select Rick B2T Ministries. That is where you'll get a call from me, my son, my nephew, a bunch of backstage people like Jalee and Gus and others are doing this. Kathy, you'll get a call from us. And so make sure you pick Big B2T Ministries. And also, those, a lot of you have signed up, but you're not answering your voicemail, your email, your text. How can we schedule something with you? So if you signed up, please check your emails and your texts and your voicemails and then get back to us because this is awesome. You're going to love it. You're going to love this. This is true economic warfare against what? Against this 97% market share where PepsiCo owns Frito-Lay and Quaker. And that means Captain Crunch and Cheetos and Frito-Lay and Lay's are all going to this cabal company that actually is owned by State Street, BlackRock, or Vanguard. Same with Johnson & Johnson. If you look at them, they Visine, Tylenol, Pepsi AC, Band-Aid, Motrin, everything. Gerber, who Julie called out, owned by Nestle. All these 11 conglomerates control you. And then all that money is being used for Planned Parenthood. It's being used for George Soros. It's all used for globalism. If you really want to get in the fight, please go to TomahawkSwitch.com. There's a link down below. TomahawkSwitch.com. I'm very passionate about this because we have got to quit giving them our money, guys. Julie calls out Amazon in this next prophetic word, and as a true monopoly that they're going to use to control us completely. So this is the time to go to TomahawkSwitch.com, TomahawkSwitch.com, and let us show you how you can easily switch and keep your money going to your values and not the values of Jeff Bezos or all these other Pfizer and all these other manufacturers. Here is a reversal is coming. This is on Julie Green's Rumble channel, Julie Green Ministries here. You can find her at jgminternational.org. I took this one from this morning, took it through my searchy platform, cleaned up some of the wording, and highlighted some of the things I wanted to emphasize to you. This is instructions on what we need to be doing at this point in time. For I, the Lord, this day am telling my children to rejoice, even when it seems like you should do the opposite. Your enemies right now want you in fear. He wants you to believe his lies. He wants you to quit and give in. He wants you to give up on your victory so he can defeat you when he doesn't have that right, unless he can deceive you out of what's already yours. He wants you to become complacent and lazy in your faith so you won't fight him back. Your enemy wants you this day to completely give up to his tyranny. Don't let your enemies have something that doesn't belong to them. Freedom belongs to you. You are the children of the Most High God. Stop living underneath your privileges as my children. Stop your adversaries from controlling and manipulating your lives. Lord, how do we do that? Big question right in the middle of this. Get to know me more. Get in my word, which is truth, and it'll set you free. And it'll destroy the mindset of defeat. It'll destroy all deception. It'll destroy your enemy's control over you. He lost all control over you the day on Calvary when Jesus was raised from death and completely destroyed his power over you and destroyed the curse in your lives. You don't have to live that way anymore. You are no longer slaves to this world, no longer slaves to your enemies, no longer slaves to this demonic Babylonian system. No, it's over. That is completely coming to an end. My children, take your places of authority this day in the mighty name of Jesus. My glory, ask for it, my children. Ask for more of me and you shall receive. Ask and you shall be given unto you. These are your days, great days filled with miracles. So rejoice because of what the Lord has done. Never back down, never give in, and receive what is already yours, saith the Lord, your Redeemer. Now that is some powerful teaching right there that the Lord gave Julie this morning, a couple days ago that she released this morning. That is some powerful, powerful teaching. And it's all biblical, right? He talks about, for instance, in John, the word became flesh, right? We talk about that, but 1:12 says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And this equates right back to what he was saying when we are his, right? So even though the enemy wants to do all this stuff, I'm looking for the part that says, stop your adversaries. Get to know me. Get in my word, which is truth. There was something by there. Oh, here it is. You are children of the Most High God. And that's exactly right. If you believe in his name, you received him. You received him into your heart. He gave you the right to become children of God. You are special. You're the remnant, right? Another one here is the truth will set you free. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:31-32. And then here's another one about, and that just comes back to, he clearly said that right here. Get in my written word. Get to know me. Get to know my written word, which is the truth. It will set you free. And what will it do as well? It'll destroy the mindset and defeat. Well, look at this. Romans 12:2. Do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. That is what happens when you're in the Word of God. It renews your mind. If you guys are saying you're Christians and you're not in the Word of God right now during all this turmoil and you're spending a ton of time on junk intel, as Amanda would call it, and not hardly any time in the Bible, wow, you're not renewing your mind. So get set free. Renew your mind. How do you do that? Get in the Word of God. Praise Him with us on Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays as well. And what's interesting, if you are in the Word of God and you're transformed by the renewing of your mind, then what happens? You get to know the will of God. That by testing, you may discern what is the will of God, what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, that's a huge promise. So, wow, what great teaching that the Lord gives us this morning through Julie's prophetic word. A senator is about to fall to a major scandal, and one is about to die. I told you, my children, judgment is hitting their camps and with no end in sight. This will be just the beginning of many who are being removed from their places of power, saith the Lord. We have the Lord on our side. But He's telling us to use the authority. Remember, up here, this is really important. When he, I forgot about the Harvey Weinstein. I better go back up to that. Ask for more of me. My glory, ask for it, my children. Ask for more of me and you shall receive. Ask and it shall be given to you. That's why he says that is, my children, take your places of authority in this day in the mighty name of Jesus. That means you guys need to be praying like never before in the word and praying with the authority of Jesus, the name above all names. Remember, and the blood of Jesus is in the authority of his name and that power. You can call down all this. Join us as a remnant to make that happen. Harvey Weinstein, this name will be in your news. There is so much more. There's so much more to the story. You will hear it all. Who is connected to him? What they tried to hide and bury? The truth is coming to an explosive place. My children, people who are named in this dirty underground world will shock the whole world. Harvey is just one of many connected to Hollywood elites. And many in your fraudulent government, along with the world leaders. It's all coming out, and it's all coming to an end, saith the Lord. Whew. A major eruption is about to take place in your government. The fake one, that is. My children, it's happening. The destruction of the one nation and the birth of another one. Hallelujah. George Bush is about to be in your news. A great scandal he is connected to, they tried to keep hidden. Watch as many big players in your fraudulent government will fall and others right along with them. Since he called this a great scandal, the Lord called this a great scandal. And there's so many scandals that Dick Cheney brought George Bush into. But I'm thinking this is probably 9/11. How they took down Building 7. Not many people. If you want to see somebody's awake, ask them how many towers fell on 9/11. Most people are going to say two. Now Building 7 fell too. It was completely demolished. You can see it. And BBC is literally announcing that it fell on the air. And you can see behind Building 7 still up 15 minutes before it fell. So obviously the fake news media was very aware that Building 7 was going to fall before it even fell. So the whole point is that this was an orchestrated, 9/11 was an orchestrated takedown to hide Nasara, most likely is what most people believe, but also to put the Patriot Act in to where they could spy on us all. And we all took the bait of that false flag. Cesspool, this word will be in your news. Your enemies are about to implement the next big move. Don't let them, my children. Remember, I live in you. They can't do anything you don't allow. It's back to that authority again. Continue to speak for truth, to come in like a flood. Continue to speak their defeat. Continue to call them down. Continue to declare your victory. Guys, can this be any more clear? We're about ready to go through the great Exodus. but God wants us to be involved. And he's been over the last 2 or 3 months and saying, take your authority in Christ. Use it. Take your authority in the blood of Jesus and the Holy Spirit that's in you. He lives in you. Remember, he's the great I am, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. If you have the Holy Ghost in you, you have the Father in you, you have the Son in you. You have the Almighty God within you as a remnant. Use your authority. The church has taught us there's no prophets and there's no miracles anymore and there's no, that's a baloney. Activate your gifts. Ask for what gifts you want. 2 Corinthians talks all about the 9 gifts of the Spirit. Do you want the gift of wisdom? Ask for it. The gift of faith? Ask for it. What about the gift of knowledge? Ask for that. What about the gift of prophecy? Ask for that. What about the gift of miracles and the gift of healing? Ask for it. Gift of speaking in tongues, gift of actual interpreting tongues. There's 9 gifts. Ask for them. That's what this ministry is all about. We call it the 9-squared ministry because we have the 9 gifts of the Spirit in 2 Corinthians. And then Galatians 5, 22 and 23, we have the 9 fruits of the Spirit. So you take those gifts and mix them with the fruit, and you've got 18 things of wonderful power by the authority and name of Jesus. Use it. Join our ministry. Many of you have been called to that. You want a ministry with power and authority? The 9-squared ministry at Blessed to Teach Backstage Ministry? Just join Backstage. Go to blessedtoteach.com. Links down below as well. Hit the Backstage tab. Join a ministry with power. I believe many of you are being called to that. Something is brewing that is about to escalate and come to that explosive place I have continually mentioned in my words. It's all about to go down. What, you may ask? This fraudulent government, all their plans, their control, and their tyranny, this world economy and the government's control worldwide, it's all coming down. So shout, saith the Lord of hosts. A journalist is about to be exposed as a liar and a fraud. Amazon is about to be exposed for what they try to keep hidden, a monopoly. Oh yeah. It's all been a lie to take control of the supply chain, to keep more from you, to raise costs, and to manipulate the economy. There is so much hidden regarding this company that will all be exposed. A resistance has begun in the state near you. Watch the states, O United States. A uniting has begun. It's another thing we can pray. Not only do we pray stuff down and shout down the enemy, we shout up the remnant and shout for things that we want. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that there's a uniting of the United States that is based on truth versus the lies of the prophets of Baal and the MSM, the mainstream media prophets of Baal. Lord, bring them down and bring truth to the media and to the eyes of people where the scales pulled off of them. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, by the power of his blood, we ask that you bring truth back into the United States and the uniting of the United States. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Pray with me those type of things. Your enemies have pushed too far and too much, and finally more people will begin to rise up and fight back, saith the Lord. A backfiring has begun. Yes, a reversal is coming. One, people think what's possible. One, people didn't think was possible. My children, it wasn't possible for mankind alone. But you are not alone. You have me on your side, and nothing is impossible for me. Nothing is possible with the Lord. If he is for us, who can be against us? A plague is coming that will catch the world's attention. It won't work this time like the last, and your enemies won't understand why. It's because it's a lie. The people know it this time. Another virus, they will scream and shout. My children, don't pay attention. It's a lie to lock you down. It's a distraction from what they wanted to happen next and to stop the takedown from taking place. It's coming in a big way, saith the Lord. So they're trying to stop the takedown from the rightful president, the military. Butterfly, this word will be in your news. Watch, things are about to happen suddenly. Changes are being made. Look up, my children. Keep your focus on me and my word. Take your freedoms, take your victories and your health, your finances. they're already yours. It's time for my hand to move like never before, and I handpick you, my children, to see it all and experience this like no one else has. It's bigger than the Red Sea, much bigger. And you are partakers of it all, saith the Lord your Redeemer. Man, is that a powerful word from the Lord God Almighty or what? I see Bianca's in the house. Awesome timing. We just finished up that word of God, and what a fun time this is. I wanted to let you know that I've told you that Bianca, one of my favorite interviews, I think it was in Dallas at the Reawaken Tour, and I really didn't know much about Bianca, and to get to know her as this Catholic that didn't know the Bible very well, and obviously God called her, she got to know the Bible, and all of a sudden she's hearing from the Lord to actually have to go hold the pastors accountable, the Hispanic pastors accountable. She did that, and she literally changed the momentum of these pastors from weak to being bold and supporting Trump. And the Hispanics for Trump movement began, and now over 50% of these Hispanics countrywide now are literally supporting the Republican Party versus the Democrat Party. Huge change. And I can't wait to talk to Bianca right now. So Bianca, how are you doing?
How are you, Rick? Thank you so much for having me on your show today. It is just such an honor and a pleasure to be with you again. I know we've talked in the past, and so yes, you've pretty much remembered exactly what my calling was and what I've been pretty much doing in the past 5-6 years.
Yeah, what's exciting to me, I mean, seriously, I didn't know much about you, and I've done hundreds of interviews with Mike Lindell and with General Flynn and many, 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 many patriots, and I love all my interviews, right? But you literally were one of my favorites because it just showed me how God works through people. It's so cool. And so would you tell us a little bit about that story? I kind of gave this a real fast summary. But talk to us about where you were when you first kind of got called to this.
Well, yeah, I was actually in a spiritual walk, probably starting in 2007. The Lord was working on me, literally felt like he just pretty much, I was gone. I mean, not like I lost everything, but when you're just in that place where you're just torn all the way down, and then he rebuilds you back up. And mm-hmm. I was a stay home mom. I'm a degreed mother. I went to school. And so, I'm pretty good about, conquering and achieving things and being successful to some extent. And so everything was all about me. Mm-hmm. And so it was never about God and me. It was about me. And so,
like most people, right?
He was reaching out and I just was refusing. I didn't hear him. I didn't know him. I knew of him. I obviously went to church. I was a practicing Catholic at the time. And so, I just was like, people would come to me and they're like, oh, we want to invite you to Bible study. And I would be offended. I'm like, I have a church. Like, what do I need to go to your Bible study? And so I just really didn't understand what the Lord was doing, but I was in a spiritual walk. And then, in 2016, as Trump came down the elevator and my husband was excited and I was like, he's not really gonna win. I mean, but the Lord was talking to me and I knew that, the Republican Party didn't even like him, And so here I was, and the Lord was just pressing on me that I had to speak out and get involved. And so he was preparing me to, I guess, return to the political realm. I was involved in politics for like all but 2 seconds when I was younger, when I went to school, and I was raised as a Democrat. And so, I just knew about the party. I didn't really know policy. I didn't study it. My parent, generationally, we just vote Democrat. You don't really ask why. You don't investigate. Right. Nothing. It's just like, oh, this is what we vote for. And that's what you vote for. You don't ask questions. But, during my spiritual walk, or actually before that, during my spiritual walk. So my mother actually started to tell us that we had to vote for, it was at the time, McCain and then Romney, because she didn't like Obama. And she kept telling us that Obama was Antichrist. And we were like, maybe she's got amnesia. I don't know. We don't know what's going on with dementia. Something's going on with her. So in between that time, I'm in my spiritual walk. My mom is telling us to vote Republican. And we were like, okay, mom, we get it. We'll vote Republican. But again, we didn't go and research what do these people stand for. You know, we just went and voted. So without knowing what we were voting for until Trump came along. So the Lord started really moving and saying, I need you to go and help this man. And I was like wondering, like, what? So I organically, we started the movement Latino Trump Coalition, which then merged into Latinos for Trump. And then we started to do, you know, organic, just a really organic movement. And what people didn't understand is that, you know, the Lord was telling me to do these things. It wasn't about Trump himself, but the Lord was saying, this is my chosen one. And you need to go tell people that I said the Second Chronicles 7:14. And so I've found myself speaking out. And then I found myself, they were asking me to go and speak in, you know, Republican groups or, you know, other groups. And they had me speaking everywhere.
And if I had to back up a little bit, you really weren't too much into the Bible, but at this, as God started working on you, when did you start getting into the Bible more?
Well, I was studying. I was in Bible studies. I was doing like the Beth Moore Bible study. I was doing these things.
Wow. So what caused that switch from not doing Bible studies? So, what caused that switch?
Well, it was when in like 2007, because I started to really study the Bible and go into the Bible studies. And so he was working me up into the political realm. So,
gotcha.
So what I'm about to tell you is how it really turned on. So I'm speaking at all these places. I'm not really completely understanding, but I'm still with my ministry group, and the women in my ministry group, you know, kept telling me God is going to do something really big with you. And I just still didn't understand it, you know? And we took a test like in our Bible study and everything, and or in our group, in our ministry group. And I remember they gave me a test in it. And so like, it was like the gifts that you have. And my first gift was faith and my second was discernment. And I looked at it and I said, I don't think this is right. Like, that doesn't sound like me. Mm-hmm. And so they were like, okay. So they were like, okay. So they gave me another test. A whole other brand new test, right? Just another test that they said, we're just trying to help you know who you are, right? In the Lord. So I take this other test and I come out again, faith and discernment. And I'm like, what is this? You know? So I had to really go dig. What is this faith? I didn't realize how much faith I really had. I just do things, but I wasn't some prayer warrior. I wasn't on my knees all the time, like all these Christians, right? They're on their knees and they're praying and they're praying and praying. That just wasn't me. I just lived it. I just acted it out. I just was a little different. And so I just didn't understand. And so as I started to, you know, dig deeper. So what happened is Trump wins. I'm obedient to his word. I'm obedient to his voice. I do as he tells me. And as Trump wins, about a week later, I'm really crying out to the Lord. And I am telling him, I'm like, you know, God, you know, I've done everything you asked me to. I've done everything. And I don't know what else. I don't know what you want me to do. I don't know what you have next for me. You know, you put me on a platform, a political platform at that. And I just really bawled my eyes. I just cried all night that I fell asleep. Then I woke up with my eyes really puffy the next day, and a phone call came in. And the phone call was one of the Republican women's, and she called me and she says, hi, sweetie. She's like, I'm just calling you, and da-da. And she has this conversation. I'm totally tuning her out because I don't want to hear the Republican Party stuff, right? I've done what God asked me to do, but it wasn't supposed to be party. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, she's like, oh, and they, you know, really are looking for somebody. And I just heard looking for somebody. I thought she was talking about a speaking engagement. I was like, yeah, I just give them my number. That afternoon, they called me from the Republican Party of Texas. And they were just like, hey, you know, we're looking for your resume. And I'm like, my resume? So I was thinking, well, who needs my resume for me to go speak? So anyway, they said, well, we're looking for a Hispanic engagement director for the state of Texas. And they gave us your name and number. And I'm going, wait, what? And they said, and I said, do you know who I am? I'm like a stay-at-home mom. Like, I haven't worked in 10 years. And they were like, oh, we didn't know you were not looking for a job. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. Because I just cried out to the Lord the night before. I'm like, hold on a second. Let's talk about this. So I stayed on the phone with them for almost an hour. They were kind of, I guess, soft interviewing me. Then the next thing, within a week, I was hired for this job. The Lord literally gave me the whole state of Texas. And it really didn't have anything to do with the party. And I was just like, what is happening? Here I was a stay-home mom, and here it was, you know, Trump had promised jobs, and I was now the Hispanic engagement director of the whole party. So in that process of getting politically involved, there was no manual to it. And one of the first directives is I started to study, because I didn't really know the whole process of this whole party system. So I started to study, and the Lord told me, you know, through his word, he said he was wanting me to be a light in the dark. That was the first word he gave me. Then he gave me the second directive. And the second directive was he told me to rise an army. Now I'm hired by this party. And so I'm thinking, I'll be a light in the dark. So you're thinking political, and I'm going, oh, I can do that. You want me to go into the Democrat areas? And I'm making it all political, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, you want me to go into the Democrat areas and be a light? Okay, that's easy. And then when he said you're to rise an army, I was like, oh, well, that's easy. I have the Latinos for Trump. I'm rising a little army. So I'm making it all political. Well, then about a month later, I was studying congressional districts. And it was on a Sunday afternoon. I was the only one in my house. We'd already gone to service. And I had come home, and I was studying on the computer, and I heard an audible voice in my ear, and the audible voice was crystal clear, and he said, hold the pastors accountable. And I looked around, and I ran around my house, and I said, who said that? And I thought maybe I'd gone crazy, but it was crystal clear in my ear. So I ran around the house. I was like, is somebody here? And no one was in my house. And I'm still a Catholic at this time, so I have to call my Pentecostal friend. And I'm like, something just happened. And I explained to her what happened. And she's, of course, yay, the Holy Spirit. Ah, you know, so she's excited. And I'm like, confused. I'm like, I don't understand. And so she begins to teach me and train me and really start. She starts traveling with me, starts speaking to me about, you know, she starts just really preaching and ministering to me and trying to explain to me about the Lord, how he moves, who he is, the gifts, and in a much more enhanced version than going to Bible study and reading, you know, studying the book of James or studying the book of Matthew, whatever, right? So it gets to become intense, and she's like trying to teach me about the Holy Spirit, and I'm like, as a Catholic, I mean, we don't really talk about this, like, and we don't believe in tongues, and we don't believe, there's just a lot of things, you just don't believe in it. And so it was a really big walk for me. And so when he said to hold the pastors accountable, I ran to my priest and I said, you know, the Lord has told me I have to, this is my job, and I don't really know what it means, and I really need your help. And the priest literally said, I can't help you. We refuse to get anything to do with politics. And I said, well, I'm not really sure. I mean, I heard the voice, and he didn't help me. He shooed me away. Wow. And so here I am about 6 months later, and a gentleman, you know, I'm working different initiatives, and a gentleman comes to me and he says, you know, I really want to get involved, but I don't know how to help. And I really didn't know how to get him to help. And as he was walking away, I said, hold on. And don't ask me why I chose to tell him of anybody else I ever talked to. But I said, you know, there's something I've been wanting to do, but I really haven't, you know, been able to do it, and I don't even know where to start. And I said, but I really want to start like some type of faith outreach, and I really need to talk to a pastor. That's what I told him. And he says, well, you know, my mom lives across the street from a pastor. Maybe I'll have her speak to him, and, you know, maybe I can connect you. And I'm like, okay. And that's how it all started. So this Hispanic evangelical comes, and he has a meeting with me, and he sits and he has his arms folded, and he's staring at me, and I'm telling him all my testimony, and he literally stares at me and he says, let me get this straight. You want me to help you promote Trump? He says, do you understand that our Hispanics are having heart attacks? They think that somebody's coming to their door. They're going to be just kicked across the border. Do you understand that people in the hospital? And I'm like, no, I'm not asking you to help me advocate for Trump at all. What I am telling you is you're the pastor. I'm not a pastor. You're the pastor, and he told me to hold pastors accountable, and I'm asking you to help me understand what he means, what he says. I don't know what to do with it. I said, why don't you go pray about it? you're the pastor, and go find out what it is that the Lord means. I said, and maybe you can come back and tell me. So, and he said, you know, okay, we'll go pray about it. So he did. I didn't hear from him for about 3.5 weeks. And so the gentleman had told me, he's like, the pastor doesn't call. And I said, do not call him. He says, you don't want me to follow up? I said, nope. Said, nope, no, 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 no. This has to come from God. Do not call him. You know, if I really heard God's voice, this man will call. Well, he did 3.5 weeks later. He called and he said, I'm ready to meet. He told me he had prayed about it with his elders in the church. And I'm sitting in my chair and I'm waiting for him to say that I'm crazy, because no one, like a Catholic girl, wants to admit that you heard a voice of the Lord in your ear. You just don't admit those things. And so I'm really ready for him to tell me I'm crazy. And so he literally sits and says that we've been praying and the Lord has told me we have to help you. And I literally felt sunk. I just started sliding down my chair because I was going, no, in my head. I just was, my head was spinning going, this means I'm not crazy. And I have to accept that I really heard God's voice. Yes. Like this was confirmation. There was no more playing like, nah, maybe I just heard something, or I probably made it up or whatever, you know. And so then I found myself, he literally opened the door into the Hispanic evangelical world. And the Lord literally had me from pulpit to pulpit. I went through 6 weeks of vetting through the Hispanic evangelical church. They were vetting me. You have to understand, I'm a female Catholic and I'm coming into a Hispanic evangelical where it's male dominant.
Yes.
Not easy to accept, but as they vetted me and heard my testimony and they saw my heart and they saw God. And so that's where it all began. That's where everything began. And so I started working with the pastors and, you know, trying to really educate them on why they were supposed to be civically involved and how they, you know, have been lied to with the whole, you know, not politics and religion don't mix, and the separation between church and state, and, you know, what God basically was trying to say is that, you know, they are the leaders of the community and they're the ones that are responsible for everything going on in society, in their community, in the state, in the federal, everywhere. They are responsible. And that's what the message was. The Lord just wanted me to tell them that he was going to hold them accountable and responsible. Wow. And so I obeyed. Next thing I know is I'm scheduling faith leader briefings at the White House. I did about 8 briefings with Hispanic evangelicals, first out of Texas, and then I started bringing in people from North Carolina, Oklahoma, California, Florida. Just really the outreach started to spread, and the Hispanic evangelicals and the Assemblies of God, and, you know, a lot of these pastors, the word was out. And so they started to mobilize and organize, you know, for the Lord. And mm-hmm. and they were, I Ooh. Took them to the White House to hear the truth, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it was about. It was about getting the truth out. So that was a movement of the Lord. It had nothing to do with me. I've just been obedient. But I have to tell you, COVID hit. And I have been very frustrated this past year because COVID has hit. They've, you know, everything happened. The Lord told me to heed a warning. He said, tell them, do not close their churches or they will never reopen them again. And I went and I was trying to tell the pastors, don't do this. Don't do this. Find another way. Do not shut your church down. And they were like, oh no, hermana, you know, sister, we can't do that. You know, we don't want to be held responsible for, you know, somebody dying. And I'm thinking, I've never heard such hypocrisy. You're preaching about Jesus. You're preaching about the Holy Spirit. You're preaching about who Jesus was. You were preaching this and you don't even believe in Jesus, because Jesus was a miracle worker.
Yes.
He was the healer. And you are telling me you're afraid to open up your church because you're afraid of somebody dying? Do you not know how to lay hands on people? And I thought, what is wrong with them? But, you know, we went through all that. And now here we are past COVID, you know, these past 2 years. And I have been really, really frustrated because, Rick, I got to tell you, you know, in trying to get this church mobilized and organized again, you know, to come out of their little corners has become very frustrating. And mm-hmm. I am seeing now that the church that was asleep has now gone into a deep sleep.
Wow.
And the Lord has me now heeding a warning going, you know, I've traveled, I'm traveling around all over the country speaking to faith leaders, and the things that are happening within their churches and within their, all their, like the faith leaders, I'm attending meetings of faith leaders, and the things that I'm hearing, and I'm going, what is, are these people are going backwards? They're not going forwards. Like, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. And so I've been very discouraged, and I've been really, you know, praying, and a friend of mine, you know, she wrote something, and she said, you know, because I went to my own church, and my own church, and I'm like, they're like, oh, Bianca, you know, and the remnant, this is why the remnant. I said, do not talk to me about the remnant. I mean, I was so mad. Mm-hmm. I was like, I feel like I'm representing the Lord down here on this earth, and I was mad. I was like, if I'm mad, imagine if he's mad. Yeah. This is unacceptable of the church. This is unacceptable. And I said, do not talk to me about the remnant. The remnant isn't out there doing anything, because I'm traveling across the country and the remnant isn't rising up. You're talking about it, but you're not doing it. You can talk and you can sit and pray and kneel and run around all over the place in your house and praise and worship and everything. But if you're not doing, actively doing something and acting it and actually doing, then I don't want to hear about it. You're either in the fight or you're not. And that's the bottom line. You know, we have, the fight isn't over. People think, oh, well, you know, yay. You know, you would have thought that the church would have been out in the streets celebrating the overturning of Roe versus Wade. You would think that the church would be mobilizing and organizing, going, hey, it's coming back to the States. We got to get prepared. We got to get prepared. What do we got to do? You know, train. Tell us what bills. How do we get with the legislators? We got to make sure that in our states we're upholding this, that we're not going to let them come and bring abortion here. No, they're like quiet. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is wrong with you people? And that's, it's so frustrating. And I'm just,
the Johnson Amendment has got the control over them, and the 501c3, right? That,
yes. That, and that, Rick, that was one, just 2 weeks ago, we attended a meeting with the faith leaders, and they had an attorney, get this, they had an attorney at that faith leader meeting explaining to them, he was giving them a sheet on, if two gay people come and ask you to marry them, this is what you say. And then he was telling them and encouraging them that they must file for a 501c3.
Wow.
And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. And I said, what? I felt like all this work that I did with you guys, and you guys are just have gone even, like, you guys were coming out of this darkness and taking authority. And now you guys are completely reversed into, I don't know where. And it's so frustrating to see that in the church. And I've been calling out to the Lord, going, I don't know what you're going to do with these people, because they're just not listening. They're not listening, God. They're not listening. And it's frustrating. And all he's told me is, look, you deliver my message, and those that don't listen, you keep on moving forward, and I will deal with them. That is not for you to worry about. You keep moving on and spreading my message. Right. Well, and so I'm like, okay, I got it.
That's awesome. Well, the good news is that the movement, though, has hit the people, right? There's a latest poll came out that 50%, and I know this isn't a right versus left thing, but it just shows that the indoctrination that you have to vote one way is going away. People are waking up, I believe, spiritually, to looking for truth versus just, hey, I have to vote one way or the other. Do you believe that's happening?
Actually, that is something in the last year that he is pretty much has put on my spirit, you know, being that he went and put me in the Republican Party, and then he took me out of the Republican Party 2.5 years later. And then I just started to do my own nonprofit organization. I built the Latinos for Trump organization in a PAC. And so that's where I started to mobilize and organize through. And then I built another organization called Leaders de la Comunidad, so that I could help. That's where I kind of mobilized and organized pastors, so that they didn't have to be tied to the Latinos for Trump. Some pastors didn't care at the time, but some did. And so,
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's an important point, because this is not a right-left thing, right? This is right. This is evil versus good. And so I'm gonna pause right there and just make sure everybody knows how they can follow you. Right.
Right,
and how
correct.
They can join your organization. So can you walk us through some of that?
Yeah, so Latinos for Trump is now Latinos for America First. Okay. So we can be found on latinosforamericafirst.com or latinosforamericafirst.org. And then, and so those are our two. And then I now work for the America Project, and I'm leading their minority their engagement division. So people can find us at weareunited.tap, T-A-P, on all social media. And so we're out there engaging. So that's why I'm traveling all over the country and scheduling faith leader meetings and really trying to now get the pulse of what's going on in the country. So one of the things that I was saying that the Lord just started to in the last, probably after 2020 election, you know, as I started to see the corruption of the party, that we, of course, you know, I'm in a transition here. So I've gone from no political really anything, and then I go into the Republican Party. Remember, and I left the Democrat Party a long time ago because I couldn't, you know, my mom was just like, this doesn't represent us anymore. But when you start to really research and look at the platforms and the policies, then you begin to go, that didn't represent me at all. Mm-hmm. Like at all. Like I can't even believe. And so I felt like I was already awake because of Trump, because it forced me to go and figure out what it was the Republican Party stood for. But then you go into the Republican Party and you find out they're just as dirty.
Yeah.
They have the policy system, but they're dirty and they're corrupt. And I just kept asking the Lord, you want me to bring Hispanics here to this corrupt burning? We need to burn this party down too.
Yes.
So that's kind of what I felt. And so in the last year, I think that one of the things that he's really pressed on me is that to start teaching people to be free thinkers, that it's not about the political party. It's not about, oh, okay, we're leaving the Democrat Party. Really, Hispanics are leaving at an all-time rate, right? We're leaving. But it doesn't mean you go and sell your soul out to the Republican Party either.
Right.
It means you stay individually and you vote for righteousness.
Yes.
And so, you know, it is, and there is obviously the Republican Party is divided, very divided.
Yes.
Because you've got grassroots and you've got the elitist establishment. And then we're now finding out that the Democrat Party has their elite system, and Steve Bannon calls them the Uniparty. Mm-hmm. So these people are working together at the top, and all of us in the middle, everybody else that's not in their little elite group up here, we're all the ones suffering because we're the ones being taken advantage of. We've been lied to. We've been deceived. We have been played with. We've been, you know, propagandized. We've been, I mean, you name it, they have done it to us, and they've done it very dirty. And so my prayer is, you know, I've gotten to the point where I'm like, God, can you just not zap all these people and we just start all over? Just start all over. But it doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. And so I'm just like, okay, well, I'm waiting patiently. Like, you know, when will the justice be served on these people? They're so corrupt. I'm seeing so much corruption. And then it doesn't help when the church is not doing they're not taking their rightful place. Mm-hmm. They're just not. And so in March, I was in, I think it was in March, I was in, or no, it was in April. I was in Orlando and I received a phone call from someone in Orlando, and they said, oh, Bianca, you know, we hear you're da-da-da and you're active and da-da-da, blah, blah, blah. And they said, we really want you to, you know, start up a chapter of Republican something in Texas. And I said, oh, well, thanks for thinking of me, but my hands are full. I'm like, I can't start anything. I'm like already, I already have too much on my plate. I already have a job and I'm still over an organization myself with, you know, and trained and mentored others. Can't do that. So what happens is I literally get off the phone and I literally, like, my assistant's in the room and I literally cry. I put my head down and I start crying. And I don't normally cry a lot, right? But sometimes only the Lord, like, oh, I only cry with the Lord.
Right.
And so I just cried and I said, God, why is it? I don't want to do anything Republican anymore. I was like, I'm not saying that I don't like the Republican Party. I was like, why can't I just do something for you? Like, why can't somebody come and say, hey, we want you to do something for Jesus, for God? Like, why can't it be a God movement? And I cried to him. And during that time while we were there in Orlando is when they were protesting outside of the Disneyland or Disney World. And he literally told me, he said, okay, you want to do something for me? And I like kind of popped up and I'm like, I started listening. I was just listening to him. And he said, I want you to go and find and train my Deborahs. Train them to take their rightful place in government so that they can reclaim their territory to advance my kingdom. And when they do win their race, you will crown them and they will become the new queens and princesses of their territory to give our little girls a new role model to look at other than these Disney princesses and queens.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I was like, oh my God. So I'm like, okay, well, how exactly am I going to pull this off? You know, that's a big task. So that's where I'm at right now is this is just April. And so I've been traveling and I feel like I'm a scout for the Lord and I'm looking for that talent. I feel like I'm looking for those women, the Deborahs that we are going to train and mentor to take over city council and school boards and, you know, all those small, you know, positions and start to train these people and mentor them and tell these women it's time for you to take your rightful place in government and advance the kingdom for the Lord because he's preparing to come back. Yeah. And so that is what, you know, what he has said to me. And last November, I actually got a visitation from him. I actually saw him and he spoke to me and spent a very good amount of time with me.
Wow.
And I was in his presence and I was following him around and I said, I want to go with you. And he's like, it's not time yet. And I was like, I just want to be with you. And he's like, it's not time yet. And I was like, oh, I was like, this is not, I was like, but he gave me, you know, he told me what I was going to do. He confirmed a lot of things. There was things that I've gone into my prayer closet and talked to him about that only he knows. And he was telling me, he's like, I need you to go back into that room in the corner of your house to the right upstairs. And I'm like, how do you know about that room? He's like, we know everything. And then he told me some things that I've discussed with the Lord. And I said, how did you know that? And he says, we know, because I didn't know it was Jesus at this time.
Okay.
And I said, how do you know this? And he says, we know everything. And I was just like, and you could imagine my mind just going, I was like, oh my God, what have I done wrong? I'm thinking through all the Rolodex of my head and I'm going, what sins have I done? And they know everything and they hear everything. I was like, they know everything. So I was like, I'm telling you right now, if you're thinking about it, don't do it because they know it and they see it and they hear it. They know everything. And I was just like, he talked to me about the cloud of witnesses. He talked to me about how, you know, sometimes that the Lord, you know, that God, you know, is that I frustrate him. And so I was like, yeah. But he thinks you're pretty funny. And I was like, yeah, I do have my laughing moments with him. Cause I do, I have some very funny laughing moments with him. But we really discussed a lot of things. And so he gave me a lot of directive and it was an amazing encounter with him. It was just an amazing, I can't even explain it, but I know that he is who he says he is and that he is alive and well, and that he can come at any point in time and talk to you and they know everything.
Right.
So I asked him and I said, what is heaven like? And he told me, he said, it is, he says, you know, Father is very orderly. He says, everything runs like in order. He's like, it's organized and it's orderly. He says, and every angel has a task and a job and everything gets done. He says, there's no nonsense. And he said, Father is very stern. He said, you know, and so he told me, he says, he's very, very stern. He said, Jesus is, you know, funny. He says, but the Holy Spirit's even funnier. And I was like, I know. And so we were having our little moment. And so it was just an amazing encounter. You know, and so it's just, God has done so much. And I know that, you know, for those that go, well, I don't really believe, or I do believe, or, you know, I'm yearning for that visitation, or I want to hear from you. I want to hear your voice. You know, you'd be surprised that if you just ask, if you really just ask, he will come. Mm-hmm. He will come and talk to you, you know, and so many times, you know, that I open up my Bible and I'm asking a question, and literally as I open my Bible, the answer is right there. And I'm like, how did you, like, how do you know? Like, if I'm feeling like doubt in my mind, discouraged, when I'm frustrated, whatever it is, all of a sudden the next day he sends me a word and I'm like, okay, that's when you know that the Lord is real. Like, yes. There is no doubt. It's nobody. If you have that thought in your mind and he confirms something, he answers you, you're like, this is not a coincidence. This is an everyday life relationship with him. So people tell me often, Rick, they said, you know, you act like God is next door. I'm like, well, isn't he? I mean, like, if they tell you to build a relationship with him, I talk to him all the time. I mean, I could be in my kitchen and talk to him. I could be in my car and talk to him and sing to him. I don't have to be in a four-walled church. That's the only place I can go talk to him. You know, I can go anywhere and talk to him and into my little closet where obviously he knows that I go. Yeah. He knew exactly where in my house I was. I mean, there was just so much, so many little things, like things that he told me about my grandmother and my grandfather that no one would know. I mean, it just was the craziest things. Like, you know, when you were a little girl and do you remember this? And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, and he was like, you didn't imagine it. Like, awesome. It was real.
So when you say I imagine we know everything that was Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. That's Father, awesome. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They know everything. So I was like, I mean, I was at that point, I was like, I'm telling you, I was like, my Rolodex of my mind was going, oh my God, they see everything, they know everything, they see everything, they know everything. And so I was just like thinking, I mean, like, it just, you can imagine what runs in your mind. And so that was enough to scare the gajibbers out of me to think, when you're walking with the Lord and you're trying to be, you know, you're trying to, what is it, die to yourself to be more like him. It's a struggle, and we live in the flesh, and it's really hard. But I'll tell you, Rick, man, when you know, and he comes and tells you they know everything and see everything, I do not want to get to heaven and be like, yeah, remember we told you that we saw and we see and hear everything. And yet, you know, you didn't do these things. You know, I don't want to be told that. Yeah, and I am more fearful of God than I am to any man on this earth. So this is why the establishment, the party system, the corrupt system, they don't really like me. They don't accept me because they cannot buy me. They can't corrupt me. And so
you're motivated to keep your path straight.
Exactly.
Hey, so if there's a Deborah out there, I'm sure there's many Deborahs listening right now or watching the video recording of this. What's the best way they connect with you?
So they can reach me at my own website, biancafortexas.com. I ran for office and I still have that website up, and my email is on there, so they can reach me via biancafortexas.com. I'm not going to take it down and change it because the Lord hasn't told me to. Okay. So, you know, the Lord.
And he didn't want you to be Republican right now. That's exactly what he didn't want.
So. Yeah, exactly. But I mean, what other ballot was I going to put myself on, because I couldn't put myself on as a Democrat.
Yeah.
You know, and I wondered, I'm like, did you want me to put myself as an independent? That wouldn't have been carried out very well. But it might be just what we have to do, you know, to be to the point where, Rick, we don't claim a party and we just say we're independent, but we still believe in obviously that the policies.
Yeah.
So
Bianca.
But yeah, they can reach me on that. They can find me on LatinosForAmericaFirst.com as well.
Okay, there it is. So I just want people to show this. So this is biancafortexas.com. And is it the email at the bottom of the screen or something?
I think there's a contact me on there. If you go
probably a contact me at the top then, huh?
Is there, I think there should be a contact.
Yeah, okay, I see. Here it goes. Donate, about me, policies, in the media. Yeah, there's probably more here. Shop, encouragements, get involved.
Get involved. So, get under the get involved.
Get involved.
It doesn't mean you're getting.
Sure.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you're getting involved.
There you go.
In the
That's
campaign.
How you can connect with your.
Yeah, but they can send me a message there.
Right. Okay. So there you go.
It'll come straight to my website.
So get involved, and you can actually connect with her. So Deborah's future leaders, that want to really get involved, make sure you go to biancafortexas.com and go to the Get Involved tab. Okay, so that'll be a real key.
And Rick, he did tell me I have to work on this. He did tell me what I'm supposed to call this organization of looking for Deborahs. I'm supposed to call it Daughters of the Highest King.
Ooh, I love it.
So I will have to be working on a
Daughters of
website.
The Daughters of the what?
Highest King.
Daughters of the Highest King. I love it. So I went long here because you can see I just love this story. As an interviewee's guy who loves to hear from people's stories, you just have such an awesome story. I want to encourage you to tell that everywhere. I think it was a blessing for this audience. We're going to go backstage now. So if you have a backstage pass, make sure you get back there. We'll do a quick Q&A with Bianca and pray for her, right? So, hey, but for this big audience here, a lot of Christian patriots, Bianca, what can they pray for you specifically about?
Well, continue for supernatural protection, as always. Pray for continued courage and boldness, revelation, more revelation. I always ask the Lord to reveal things. So much is happening. So, I always ask for that. So, yeah, so definitely those things. It's just making sure that I stay on his path and that I do not, somehow get out of the lane I'm supposed to be in. And just uplifting. It's just the supernatural protection and just a hedge of protection over me and my family and everything that I do. So I think that those are the things that I ask for the most,
That sounds awesome. That sounds awesome. Let me lift you up right now, if you don't mind, then we'll go backstage. If you have backstage pass, get back there now. Heavenly Father, just thank you so much for Bianca, and what a wonderful testimony and story. Thank you for working and being in her presence. Thank you for leading her the way you are leading her, Lord. Just continue to give her that massive revelation that she's asking for, Lord, in a bigger way than ever, Lord. Just make it extremely clear as you communicate with her in the variety of ways that you do through the Word of God and through visitations, through just making sure she understands your clarity of who you are, and she'll hear it so clearly that it'll be very, very obvious. Thank you for that gift of discernment you've given her. She'll be able to discern any bad spirits and remove them in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We also ask for her protection, as she asked for her protection, not only her family, her team, her extended family. We ask for that protection to go over there, not only protection, but also blessings, massive blessings in all those areas, Lord. And she's asked that you continue to give her this courage and boldness, Lord. Please do that, Lord. It just reminds me of Joshua 1:9. It says, be strong and courageous, right? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, right? So, Lord, I just pray that strength and courage just comes across her in a major way. And I pray, Lord, that you just amplify her voice like never before. That many, many people, many, many Deborahs come to her in this awesome new organizations, right? The Daughters of the Highest King, Lord. May many people come to understand I want to be involved in the Daughters of the Highest King, and many Deborahs come to her, and you bring them up to take providence over their geographic areas, Lord. Thank you for that vision you've given her. We call it done in the mighty name of Jesus, and by the blood of Jesus, we understand that this is all going to happen, Lord. Thank you, and we say these things, and we love you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Hey, well, thank you so much. You are a ball of fire, and I just love to have you on the show. And so we will just hold on 45 seconds. We'll do a little bit quick Q&A and pray for you backstage. With that, boy, guys, make sure you get backstage, because you're going to enjoy a little bit more of this for all these awesome patriots. We love y'all, and we'll talk to you in 45 seconds backstage. Bye. Yeah.